Welcome back, everyone, to the Dick Van Mike Show. I say welcome back, but I don't actually know if we've posted one at this point, depending on how we feel about our previous episodes. But this is 0.3, episode 0.3 of the Dick Van Mike Show.
0.3.
And it's our Christmas special.
We need to have other episodes to have a Christmas special, don't we?
Our first show, or maybe our second, or maybe not even our first, is a Christmas special, and you know what? That makes us festive as fuck.
And you know what? We're doing a theme. We have an actual structure this time.
Yeah, so I guess we should have talked about this beforehand. Are we doing the thing we talked about just now, or are we going to do the other things we talked about?
What we're going to do the list thing that we just talked about.
Okay, so that's the priority.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so if we need to fill more time
Basically, we ripped this off from another podcast, but we love them, so we're just going to try it out.
And let's call it inspiration.
It is inspiration. And so basically what you're going to get from us today is me and Richard are going to go through the five things we want for Christmas. But they're not like physical items.
No, it's not like I'm asking for like a new Nerf gun.
Like, that would be sick, though.
Dope.
Dude, I want one of those ones that shoot the balls that, like, welt you.
But some people modify those with, like, big springs
and shit. Yeah, they
shoot,
like, rocks.
Buddy, I miss playing airsoft and paintball and shit. Like, that's actually, you know what? That's a COVID-safe activity.
Shooting rocks at people?
No, or shooting, like, paintballs and airsoft.
Oh, paintballs.
Like, go play. We can go play paintball. And I used to love doing that. Totally awesome sport. Good fun for literally everyone. Maybe I'll do it again. So
I went paintballing one time, and I didn't think I was going to be very good at it because I'd never done it before. And I was surprisingly good at it because I just got into it, and I'm like, dude, this is like real life Call of Duty shit, except I'm not killing people.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I used to play a little bit. When I went to a summer camp as a kid, I played it. And then when I was a counselor there, I actually was like...
They give you paintball at camp?
Yeah, you had to pay extra for it, but it was
fun.
That's
dope.
I also instructed it in my years as a counselor at that camp.
Damn.
Oh, it's fun. I love it.
Oh, God.
I never actually had my own gun or marker, if you want to be safe.
A marker?
It's called a paintball marker.
Oh, it's
it marks
not actually
you.
A gun.
It's not a gun. When you're teaching kids, right? Anyway, so I'm going to crack my first cold one here, and I'm going to talk about what we're about to do.
I might join you.
Oh, that was even more crisp. That sounded great. So we're doing.
Get some of that fizz in there. Hold on. Nope, there's
you
nothing.
You can't hear. So we're doing the five things that we want for Christmas.
Who wants to start?
And I'll start.
You're going to start?
I'll start.
It was your idea.
But before we do each one, you have to say, Dear Santa, what I want for Christmas is.
Okay, I'm down.
That makes it just more cheesy.
It's going to be worse because you know it's going to be vulgar shit. Dear Santa, this is what I fucking want. Not to mention, based on us talking about this before we started recording, it kind of seemed like it's going to all be our pet peeves that we just want solved.
Okay, shut up.
All right.
So, okay. Number one for me, Dear Santa, what I want for Christmas is people to use their fucking turn signals. Like, bro.
I've never, ever met anybody that gets as angry about it as you do.
I know. I am the kind of guy that uses my turn signals when there's nobody else on the road. But, like,
so do
they're
I.
Fucking there.
Somebody's made a comment on that before. I think it was, I can't remember who it was. I think it was my brother. And we were driving back one time from somewhere, and it was, like, 3 a.m. through Schaumburg. And, like, nothing going on, like, at all. And I turned my turn signal on to turn onto my road. And he goes, what are you even putting your turn signal on? Like, there's nobody here. I go, yeah, but if you get in the habit of using it
then you
all
use
the time,
it.
Then you just use it.
There's
it's like
no
muscle
excuse.
Memory.
Exactly. Like, I can't stand when you're, like, in. First of all, I don't care if you're already in a turn lane. Just because you're in a turning lane doesn't give you the right to not use your signal. But then the other part that gets me is people will turn, let's say left, into the thing. And then immediately they'll cross lanes over without signaling.
Yeah.
Or they'll do the opposite. I see this a lot. They'll turn left and they'll go into the right lane on like a 2-lane road. And then they'll immediately cut over to the left.
You know what my favorite thing is?
Fucking
even
insane.
On side roads, you see this all the time where there's no traffic lights, nothing. It's like in the middle of the night, I'll be going to work and some guy all of a sudden, it's like an 80, will slow down to like 30. And you're going, what the fuck is going on? And then he'll turn signal and turn immediately.
Yeah, no
and
warning.
And you're like,
You're supposed to do it beforehand.
It's supposed
so people,
to indicate that you're about to turn, not I'm turning now.
It's called an indicator.
Yeah.
It's to indicate where the fuck you're going.
It's not saying I'm turning at this very moment. It's saying I'm going to slow down now because this is why. This is why I'm turning.
And the other thing too is like if you're holding your steering wheel like a normal ass person driving your car,
it's just
you can literally stick your finger straight, and as you turn your wheel left, like as you get prepared, you can just knock it up or down depending on where you're going. Like
well,
it's right beside
right.
where your hand
it'd be
is.
Turning right.
I said up or down.
Oh yeah,
depending where you're going.
But at the same time, I'm pretty sure that's like a design, like it's for that.
Yeah, it's like somebody was thinking, hey, like if I put this device that tells other drivers on the road where this car is going, I should put it somewhere like, say, oh, beside the device that actually physically turns the car.
And make it within a finger's reach so that you don't actually have to take your hand off the wheel.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that was complicated.
Yeah. That's the one meme that I actually love.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. If you ever think your life is pointless, remember that there's always somebody installing turn signals on BMWs.
The worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
They're the worst.
It's like you could be the nicest, most decent human being in the world. And I know people that drive BMWs. But as soon as they get in their driver's seat, they just forget how to be courteous.
It's
a disease.
It's part of the lifestyle. You own a BMW, right? Like, it's for that.
Like, you're better than everyone else. You're entitled.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty harsh to say. But outside of the car, they're nice people.
Considering it's the cheap of the luxury cars.
I guess so.
It is, if you think about it. Compared to
I mean,
like,
not American cheap, but it's like of
like
a German cars.
German cars, it's the cheap one.
Yeah.
Like it's like fucking Volkswagen, right? So he's going to go, my Golf GTI is very nice. It's got premium leather. It's like, no, it's still.
I don't know why it's always BMWs. I don't understand. Is there like an instruction booklet for BMWs that says, don't bother using your signals. You're better than everyone else.
No, the owner's manual doesn't say what model of car you have. Like usually when you open it up, like mine would say Nissan Sentra, right? And you got your owner's manual of how to operate that specific car. There's, they open it up and it just says, welcome to hell on the front of it. Not only will your car burn oil, not only after it burns oil will it cost you a fortune to fix it, but you also need to drive like you're the only person on the road.
Right. Because you're the only one that matters.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, that's my, like, first, that's what I want for Christmas. I just want people to use them. Like, if you're on the highway and you're swerving, I don't like people that swerve, but I'll give it to you if you're signaling so that people know that you're going to drive like an asshole.
Could you imagine how dull Fast and Furious would be if, as they were weaving in and out of traffic, they just see the blinker?
Buddy, if I could use my turn signals in Grand Theft Auto, I would do it.
No, you wouldn't.
I mean, okay, like hypothetically.
No, you wouldn't. You're on your way to use the minigun in front of the movie theater. You're not on your way to use your turn signal.
I'm savage in that game. Like, not as much with 5, but in GTA 4... I had the map memorized, like full, the whole thing. If I went to go play it now, I'd probably not remember all of it, but I knew like every like shortcut, every side street. I knew some of the road names because I never played without the map on a table in front of me. I was like so dedicated.
You had the map on a tape, like a separate paper
like
map?
It comes in the game. It comes
really?
in the game case. It comes with a fold-out map. It has all the roads. Has like has different maps.
So you're in a cop chase and you're going, if I make a left on Robson and then
make
another left on Dominion Street and then I can get onto like then I'll get on the highway. And
buddy,
I don't
credit myself with a lot of things. I was really good at Grand Theft Auto 4.
Not 5 anymore.
Five.
This like culture
five,
people are making now.
5 is like it's a big map, a lot of open space. I don't know how much bigger it is than 4. I have the city decently memorized, but I never like fully played through. Video game phases kind of escaped me.
Yeah, I mean, but like, what? I don't know what happened to make it popular all of a sudden again. But like now, GTA Online is like this huge thing, and
the game's free now.
Oh, is it?
I believe that's why it's popular again.
But like, it's hilarious because they go online and there's like literal dedicated cops in like radio channels, and they like arrest criminals and stuff, and then they've. Got
like you mean the in-game cops, like the standard, or
no? Like there's
new?
Players that are playing cops.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And they have like bases set up in online that the cops only can get in, and like they bring criminals and you could put them in jail and shit. Like it's crazy.
I didn't know it got that intense.
Yeah, like they have radio chat. Like I don't know how you become a cop, but like they have like radio between each other that like receives calls. They have like a literal scanner in the game. They like. Show
so
up
so someone like shoots a gun, they know what happens across the map.
Like if you do something to get a star,
right,
on thing on Grand Theft Auto, it goes through the scanner and like real players will show up as cops.
Interesting.
It's actually sick.
Well, it is, like, Grand Theft Auto have always been like one of my favorite games. I know it's a very basic like favorite game.
It's just an open world,
but
like
it's so easy to just sit there and like get into cop chases or do quick missions and just like relax after a day.
Oh yeah.
So maybe I'll just bust it out and play some online.
I mean, I re-downloaded Fallout New Vegas, so like I'm happy as a pig in shit right now.
I never played it, but Fallout playing Fallout 3, and that was a really good game.
New
I can
Vegas
only imagine
was
it got
so
better.
Much better.
I
but
can
then
only imagine.
Fallout 4 sucked, and Fallout 76 sucked. So Vegas was the last good one.
So it was
I
like
think,
the best one?
I think that's like, I would say it's probably the best one. I think New Vegas was like 2014 or 2015 or something like that, though.
Games have games have ups and downs.
PS3 and Xbox 360.
Yes, that's a bit of time ago.
Yeah.
I guess that's when Grand Theft Auto 4 came out as well.
Like even now, I'm playing it on an Xbox One, and it like when I get an achievement, it's the Xbox 360 notification.
Oh yeah, right. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's an older game, but it's so good.
I was playing some Lego Harry Potter with a girlfriend last week, and we had those like old school notifications come up.
Those Lego games are actually really
Dude,
good.
The best.
Lego Star Wars?
Favorite.
It's so good.
Like, it's not my favorite game in the world, but it's my favorite nonsense game. Like, you can just, like first of all, lightsabers. It's the coolest thing in the world.
The laser guns, and then they blow up into little Lego pieces?
But, like lightsabers are the coolest thing.
They made one.
In the world.
There's a real-life one.
I've seen the guy cutting the foam walls and shit.
He cuts through a safe.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that.
But not,
it's like a super
it's plasma.
Torch.
It's like a plasma torch. But, like... They got through a like it's not
and
like
he has a whole backpack and thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're not gonna slice through it like a
no,
lightsaber,
no,
but
sure.
They're like pushing it against and like carving holes out of a safe.
Yeah, I've definitely. I think my buddy and I were looking at that.
I think that would compromise your stealth mission if you're trying to break into somebody's safe and you're like, one second, let
okay,
me.
Okay, well, lightsabers
on.
Already are not stealth. They're let like me, a flashlight.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, I'm over here.
Not to imagine you're trying to be quiet. You're just tiptoeing into somebody's house and you see, oh, there's the safe. Let me cut it open.
I asked for, so this isn't on my list, but I asked my mom for a lightsaber that I saw online for Christmas.
And you're how old?
Doesn't matter. Okay. I also asked for the Lego Razor Crest, which is another Star Wars ship in the new show Mandalorian. But anyways, and listen, my mom knows I'm a bit of a loser. Okay.
But now
she wouldn't call me
sure.
loser, but she
knows
should
for sure now.
She should expect those kinds of things from me. And she dead ass today was like, oh, were you serious about those things? And I'm just like, your boy still plays Pokemon. Like, yeah.
Dude, I fuck Pokemon up.
He was serious.
I was big on Pokemon Go again another few months ago. Like, I got it again. I think at the beginning of 2019.
Get into it.
So good. Because you start getting these powerful ass Pokemon, and then there's like big events. And
is,
you
it
take gyms.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's so much better.
I just remember
they have all the gens of Pokemon in there now too.
Because I just remember when it first came out, it was the first gen, and because of where we live in such a small area, there's like two stops.
It's way better now. We have like, three,
and I remember
we have
like
three gyms in town.
Oh my god, I just remembered. It was one day when I was picking up from work. There's a stop at that place you used to work at.
Yeah,
and I went to pick you up one day. I forget why, but we're
there's
doing something.
Gym. There's a bunch of kids,
and I was sitting in my car. Waiting for you, all nonchalant, and just kept to like I continued to seize this gym from these kids, and they all were like looking around, going, "What's going on? Who's doing this?" And I'm just sitting there in my car, like killing it.
Oh my god, it was the best.
Yeah, I liked it, but I couldn't. It wasn't. It wasn't.
It's
like
good a, now. I mean, I haven't played it for like at least like over a year now at this point. But it was like it was good.
Yeah, at the time, it wasn't self-sustaining.
I think I was playing it like beginning of 2019 again. Like I got back into it.
Hmm.
And it was
so
awesome.
So like a year ago. Year and a half
More
ago.
More than a year.
Wow.
Almost 2 years ago, dude.
We're almost at the end of 2020. Yeah. We're doing a Christmas episode. Holy.
We're doing a Christmas episode. And yeah, it blows by because we've been locked in our houses for the entire year.
Yeah, bro. It's been a shit year.
Yeah.
Just flat out.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
On a tangent. Like,
on a tangent.
Just to end this tangent.
Because you got
to
do your first one.
We're going to alternate.
Yeah.
Okay, I got
it. I was going to go through my whole list.
We're going to alternate. All right. But no, that's what I think the beauty of this podcast is going to be is the fact that we started talking about turn signals and ended on fucking COVID and like Star Wars.
Pokemon Go.
And Pokemon Go.
Yeah. All over the place. Give me your first one.
All
right. Let's go. Remember, Dear Santa, what I want for
Dear
Christmas.
Santa, What I want for Christmas this year is people to make up their fucking mind in the drive-thru.
Bro.
Okay?
For real.
Can I say, I'm pulling up to McDonald's, and it's 2 in the fucking morning, and I just want a double quarter pounder.
You're already on a losing battle here, but go on.
I just want a double quarter pounder, and somebody pulls, not even like slowly, like they just get their fare in front of me. Like they like speed up to be the first in the fucking drive-thru,
right.
And then they stop before the speaker and stare at the fucking menu for 3 minutes.
We're so lucky that McDonald's started doing two lanes now.
What is at McDonald's that you have never heard of before?
It's like, who's the comedian that said this? I think it was the Italian guy, not Frank Caliendo, big guy. I like food guy.
That's not it.
He wasn't Italian. John Panette. He had this thing about
God
lines.
Rest his fucking hilarious
like
soul.
Waiting lines. And he's like, I forget what restaurant he was talking about. Let's say it was McDonald's. And he's like, you're looking at the menu? The menu hasn't changed in 50 years. Get out the line.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. What have they added other than spicy habanero?
Didn't even know they added that.
Yeah,
bro, I'm a McDouble guy,
chicken.
And that's it.
I know, you're a gangbang guy.
McDouble, add bacon, no pickles, and a junior chicken on the side.
Yeah.
Bro,
with
mint.
A small fries if you're
small
feeling,
fries.
If you're drunk. If you're drunk, small
open
fries.
Up that McDouble, slide in the junior chicken and some fries.
You know, apparently
bro.
We have been making the McGangbang wrong.
Well, you're supposed to dress it like a Mac.
No, you're supposed to take off the top bun of the junior chicken so that it's like a Mac, and there's not just a bun inside of a bun. It's supposed to be a middle section of bread, like a
Big
Mac.
I thought the bread was supposed to separate the chicken from the beef.
Well, I mean, I don't know. But apparently you're supposed
to... Not that it matters, because you eat a whole...
Yeah,
thing.
It's all going in the same...
But you know what? I understand what you're saying.
You're supposed to take off the
top. But why would you waste that
chicken?
Bread?
You could just eat it.
What, like with like some ketchup on it?
Yeah, maybe. My sister used to dunk her toast in mustard when she was younger. But that's
mustard's gross. Your sister's worrying me, bro.
She doesn't do it anymore.
I hope not.
Well, as far as I know,
I thought she was a level-headed person.
She is. She's a lot smarter than I am.
Well, I mean,
a lot of people are a lot smarter than I am.
That's why we're sitting here talking about a Christmas list.
Exactly, and they're making good money getting their masters, and my brother's an engineer, and all this stuff.
Yo, your siblings though.
Yeah, I
not
know.
To put you down.
My brother.
You're a smart guy, more street smarts, but your brother's
I'm a book smart guy.
I'm
a logical, wise kind of guy. Like I know how to handle a lot of situations.
This isn't your sales pitch, though. This podcast is not your sales pitch for that.
No. But hire me. But
no, yeah, your brother's
no, God,
like
if I distributed this to companies I was applying for, they would never hire my ass.
No, but your brother's a very smart kid.
Yeah.
Like when
he's
it comes
too,
to the books,
he's
like,
almost too smart to have a conversation.
He's. I was gonna say. He's a smart guy.
I'm pretty sure you said that to me after you hung out with him at the bar once, didn't you?
I think I said that to him.
Yeah, and you had called me. You said I was trying to keep up, but I can't.
No. I think what I said to your brother, I said to him, like, yo, dude, you're smart. Like, you're a smart guy. But I think the street smarts are a little bit on the weaker side compared to your book smarts.
If you put him in nature with nothing but, like, if you put him, like, in the middle of the city with no belongings except for, like, a fork, he would die within a couple hours.
Like, if I had to do something very, very thought-provoking, I'd tell your brother.
Does he get hungry and try to eat the fork?
Jesus.
No, I'm
okay.
Kidding.
I mean...
He's a good guy.
Yeah, but we can make fun of him. It's a brother.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
you can't,
exactly.
If you can't make fun of your siblings, then what the fuck do you do?
All right, Richard, what's your number two?
My phone locked itself. Either.
I gotta unlock me phone.
I'm going to reverse order one because I don't want to do two,
right, just pick
two
the
in a
second
row
one.
That are similar. Dear Santa... What I want for Christmas is Betty White to live forever.
Well, how do we even go off on that? It's just dead set.
I don't think anyone disagrees.
She's like, what, 98?
I don't know. But, dude, even there's a what's the show she's on?
Hey, Siri. How old is Betty White?
Betty White is 98 years old.
98?
Yeah, my Siri's also an Australian guy.
That's cool, but, dude...
She's 98
she
years old.
She doesn't look it.
I mean.
I haven't seen her lately, but she was in that
like,
show. Was it
she
called
looks
Cougar,
like
a, was it Cougar Town that she was in? No, not Cougar Town.
I don't know.
Or was
it?
It
kind of looked like a Golden Girls reboot.
Something like that. Dude, I have a Golden Girls shirt.
Of course you
have
do.
Have you seen it?
No, I have not
I
seen
bought,
it.
I was at Walmart, bought it because Betty White's face was on it.
I'd like to be a dentist.
Yeah, we just had... like an accidental pause of the recording and kind of like fumbled where we left off. But Yeah, I have a Golden Girls shirt, and it's freaking cool.
I kind of want a Golden Girls shirt. I'd wear it. I'd sport that
shirt. Probably still get it.
It's like
$10 at Walmart.
I got a really cool shirt. I got a holiday sweater. This is my first Christmas sweater. I've never had a Christmas
sweater.
I've never owned a Christmas
sweater.
Even
a fake
before.
One that has just printed on it?
Nope. Nothing. Okay. Well, this isn't like a nice knit Christmas sweater, right? But I got one, and it's got all the typical Christmas designs on it, the trees stuff. And it's got Donald Trump's face right in the middle of it, like a nice cartoon one. He's wearing a nice, cute Santa hat. And it says, "Make Christmas Great Again."
Love it.
It's dope, right?
Love it. I want one.
Yeah. It's Amazon. Jeff Bezos, you're the man.
Bezos. He's also my man.
Peso, whatever you want to say.
He's also my man. Makes a lot of enemies, but I like him.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I mean, he's attacking small businesses, but we're not going to get into that.
He's supporting small businesses in also another way.
I mean, I guess, but...
You know how many small businesses make it because Amazon exists?
Yeah, that's fair. You got me there.
The business I worked for boomed from that. It's a pain in the ass to deal with them, but...
Yeah.
But, you know... But that's, you know... We don't have to milk this. We lost a lot of what we were talking about. We were, like, already 2 points ahead at the point where we stopped. But we'll just go for Mike's next one.
We're going to go for my second point.
All right, your second wish list.
Dear Santa, what I want for Christmas this year is for real estate prices to improve so that I don't have to live in my family's basement until I'm 50 years old.
So I know we talked about this, but I'm going to say the same thing I said before. It's like you're only judging that based on where we live.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, everyone
but like,
wants
it has
to live near the main inner
city. There's only one city in Canada. And this, you can fact check it, but I know this is correct because I pulled this graph up multiple times.
Okay.
There is only one city in all of Canada that you can afford to live on your own, pretty much breaking even, with full-time hours and a minimum wage salary.
Here.
What? No.
Here.
Moncton.
You
Moncton,
can do it
New
here.
Brunswick. You cannot do it here.
Absolutely.
You
got to be stingy, work hard, 40 hours a week.
40 hours a week at minimum wage?
Yep. You just got to find a small room apartment.
How? Bachelor apartments now?
You don't need a bachelor apartment. Be modest.
Have a bedroom. What?
Share a house with a bunch of college students.
Oh, that's brutal.
It sucks, but if you're going to make minimum wage, you obviously don't have much aspirations for more than that.
Come on. Nah. Sharing with college students?
If you make like $25 an hour, which is like, you know, coming to a job with job experience and like having a decent employer who wants to pay you reasonably fairly and you work hard and get a promotion a couple times, that is enough to survive. Like no problem. Easy. Our minimum wage is what? $15 an hour?
14.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Some people have to work a second job. You don't have to. If you want to just live on your own, very simple life, minimalist as hell. Share a house with a couple buddies, pay like $500 to $800 for a room, and hopefully you get some commodities with it, like at least internet.
I mean,
you
that's
can make
ideal.
It,
that'd
you can
be
make
an
it
ideal
buy.
Situation.
Like I know I had buddies in college who didn't get student loans. They didn't get any grants or scholarships or none of that shit. And they lived in a house with six bedrooms with five other guys. And they were able to work a part-time job to pay their rent and get their food.
I mean,
it's doable.
But at a certain point, you want your own, like, space. You know what I mean?
Then have aspirations.
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, okay, obviously that's the fair argument.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, but it's also, I think, too many people are living, like... fake lavish lifestyles.
Everybody wants to drive a Mercedes
and drive a Mercedes even when they're living in like a small apartment that they're renting. It's like you got to focus on you. You can't be worried about what other people think of you. Like there's no shame in shopping at Value Village and Winners.
I love Winners.
I mean, I love both.
Everything
places.
Everything I own is from Winners basically. I love Winners.
Like no reason not to. It's brand name for less. It's
exactly.
It's their slogan.
My dad comes back and goes, "Yo, I got a 3-pack of Calvin Klein underwear. They were on sale. They were $42. I go,
my
dude,
brother,
I go to Winners and get Calvin Klein 4-packs for $12.99.
My brother got an old, like, mint Kobe jersey. I forget what team it was, but it was like an older one that like they didn't make many of, and it's probably worth some coins. From Value Village.
Oh yeah, no kidding. Because people don't realize what it is. I got an Adidas Italy, like Team Italy jacket. That I actually wore on the first episode when we recorded it, remember?
I kind of remember you talking about it. We were talking about that.
I got that at Value Village for $2.99.
Beauty.
Sick.
And it's a nice piece
of clothing. It's Adidas. It's real Adidas.
Yeah.
It's like a team jersey.
People can live, like, you know, shop, get your groceries at No Frills. Like, I don't see why that's a problem, but it is. People do feel like they're lesser if they go budget shopping. Like, go to No Frills, get your clothes at Winners, watch the Minimalist documentary a little bit.
Oh, God, you're going to go on.
I'm not going to go on about that. It's just, you people don't need these lavish lifestyles, bro. You don't need a nice car. You don't need to buy the hottest watch, the hottest fucking purse. Like, no one cares. You don't need the brand new iPhone.
If your phone
costs more than like your month's rent, you're buying the wrong phone.
I go in every time I'm ready for an upgrade. I go to the booth and I go, this is the plan I have. This is the plan I want to stick on. What's free?
Smart.
That's it. And they go, this one. I go, dope.
That's what I'm taking.
That's the one I'm going to take. And they
why would you do anything else?
You don't want the new one? They go, the new one's only an extra like $400 and you get the brand new phone. I go, no.
No, what's the point?
Why am I going to spend $2,000 on a fucking little phone? I could get a laptop for cheaper than that.
Yeah. And a good one, too.
Yeah. That's what my pet peeve is about Apple computers. They're awesome.
Yeah. No, I agree. I only have one because I got it for cheap.
My laptop has enough processing power to probably 3D print a fucking MacBook Pro. And it was not even half of what a MacBook Pro is.
Sure.
Not even half.
You don't need to spend that. You can build a gaming PC for less than a Mac.
Yeah.
Not even a Pro.
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous.
It's not. Material items are kryptonite to society.
Yeah.
That is just how it is. You know, like, fuck.
We're getting real simple.
It's like, listen, this is going to be off topic, and I'm not going to get into the depths of this, and I'm sure you can agree, but there's like 4 or 5 things you need to do in life to be fine. Nothing more, but nothing less. First one, graduate high school.
Yeah.
Just get through it. Yeah. You don't need college, but finish high school.
Yeah. It'll help you.
Second one, and this is obvious, just get a job.
Yep. Any job.
Even if it's minimum wage. Third one, pay your bills.
On time.
Build up that credit. What's the fourth one? There's like 4 or 5. So, finish high school, get a job, pay your bills. Don't live beyond your means.
Yep.
Do not, like, if you got to take a line of credit for it, unless it's like a house, don't.
Yeah, exactly.
And even still, like,
I could agree with that.
Second guess yourself. And the last one, and this is where it gets a bit controversial, but this is statistically and objectively true. Don't have a kid out of wedlock.
Yep.
Those 5 things, and you'll never have a problem in your life, except for maybe a few financial issues, but that can be controlled by living within your means.
Exactly.
So
I can agree with that.
That's just like, that's my view on that. And I don't necessarily follow it, but I also am not, you know, I'm very, very fortunate with the way I live my life that I don't need to do that. But if I had to, at least I'm aware of it and I can pull up my socks.
Exactly.
So
financial advice by Richard.
I agree with you that the housing market is expensive. It has impacted everyone,
yeah.
But you know, that doesn't have to be everyone's goal. It's a good goal.
It's a very good goal. Like, you want to own a house, ideally.
Everyone does. Why would you not? Unless you want to be a traveler full time. Like, and I couldn't do it, but fucking I love when people do that. That's happiness.
I like seeing those TikToks of people in the middle of the woods
jumping
tomahawks
off cliffs
and
into
shit,
the ocean and shit.
Yeah.
Bro.
Amazing.
I don't know how they do it, but
their life probably sucks now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I had this guy I knew, like, I don't want to call him buddy because we weren't super super close, but I knew him. I think I met him at the summer camps I used to work at when I was a bit younger. But after the camp was done at the end of the summer in September, he just backpacked like all across North America. And
that's
then
awesome.
At one point he started doing side jobs like working at farms and shit to save up some
yeah.
money. He tried his best to do everything without going into his bank account.
Exactly.
And then he sort of worked a bit to make enough cash to buy a one-way ticket to Europe and did the same thing there. Just backpacked around with a tent, knocked on farmers' doors and asked if he could help for a day for a bed and a plate of food.
Yeah.
Did it for like almost a year. So it's there's ways to do it. You don't save any money, but you fucking learn a lot and see the world.
You'd see everything. Yeah. All right, Richard. Oh, let's do a quick is it recording check?
It's recording.
We're good. All right.
So I'm going to try and be attentive to this. I'm not sure why it stopped before, but
we're going
to
do point 3 now.
We seem to be flowing okay. So is it my point 3?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I remember this one now. Let me just doing my best to also make sure my computer doesn't fall asleep. Okay. Dear Santa, what I want for Christmas is for people to enter the highway at highway speeds. Simple. Every single on-ramp to every highway in North America is long enough to get to the speed you need to be at to enter. I'm banging the table. Yeah. Sorry. I'm like...
You're passionate about your
this
driving.
This driving stuff is just like, let's go. Like, figure it out.
It's a simple, yet for some reason, very difficult for people to understand.
It's like...
Because
they
think,
gas pedal.
There's a bend. There's a bend, so I got to go 20.
They don't understand G-forces.
Yeah. You got to hit that apex.
As soon as you hit that apex and you're flying out of there. And you're at your speed, bro. It's like...
Not all of us grew up watching Top Gear.
Fair enough.
Top
Gear
is dope.
And like racing games have always been like my
Is it
top.
The 18th yet?
It is the 17th. Oh, is there something going on with that?
You know the 18th, the last final episode of Grand Tour comes out.
Wait, they've been doing that?
Yeah, they had a Madagascar one.
I thought Seaman was the last episode.
No, they have Madagascar coming out on the
18th. So weird out of context to call a Seaman. TV show Seaman.
Seaman, they did a boating episode. But yeah, no, they have one that they did a treasure hunt in Madagascar.
Oh, it's going to be sad if they're done.
I'm pretty sure that's the last one.
Ooh.
Because where are they going to travel? They can't go
anywhere.
Oh,
you mean for the season or forever?
I think forever.
Oh, man. That'd be rough.
They said, like, because they all have other shows.
I was, like, sad when Jeremy got fired from
James
the
May. James May's got a cooking show now.
I think I've seen some of it.
It's hilarious. It's actually
it's
funny.
It's a comedy, though. It's not like him actually cooking.
He's got a professional chef with him on the show, but then he reads like he reads recipes for the first time and then makes them.
Hmm.
And it's like nice food.
So it's probably funny.
Yeah, it's actually good. Funny it's shit. Really good. And then Richard Hammond's got a show about engineering stuff. Like he talks about like these big ass bridges and cranes and shit.
Well, I guess I assume he's probably a smart guy.
And then Jeremy
they're probably all smarter than
doesn't do anything. Jeremy's just got his farm and he's growing his business.
What's his business?
It's called what's it called? Oh, he's got a like a farmer's market name. It's got a name and everything. Like he's got this like he's selling his produce that he grows on his farm.
Is he doing a show of it or is it just
nope,
a
it's
fame?
Just like yeah, it's just a business.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was always into cars and racing. Never been a physical car guy. I don't have
a
nice
car.
Yeah,
you taught me how to drift my economy cars in the snow.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, I'd never do that.
You teach yourself how to. Yeah,
I never do that.
Shit. sorry, folks. Sorry, cops.
Yeah, and folks.
And folks. I mean, it taught me how to control my car in a slippery situation.
Yeah.
You
know how to correct it properly.
Yeah, and I...
Nothing like
I
panicking the
I
first time you drift your car.
I'm not going
to
condone irresponsible driving.
No, absolutely not.
But if you happen to...
Go in
a big empty
parking lot.
Empty parking lot away from everyone where there's very low risk to hit anything.
Exactly.
Throw
yourself sideways and correct it. Go
and
back
correct
straight.
Correct it and go straight. And that's it.
And you know.
And then
the first time you do it, you're gonna shit your pants, and you might panic.
And I know that works, and it technically is irresponsible to tell people to do that. But I remember slipping one time. I believe I was on my way to school, and I was commuting with my mother at the time, and we started slipping, and I corrected it, and we were good. Nothing really happened. But I know that if it was a person who had never tried doing that before, it would be a bad situation.
Exactly, because they would panic and they would try
and
to overcorrect.
People always just go for the brake, especially in the winter.
Never
like,
the brake.
Never. And never the accelerator. Just let yourself go.
Just fix it. You have to correct it.
You have to correct it. You have to control that throttle if you need to, and if not, don't. Like, no brakes, though. No brake.
No, never brake. As soon as you lock your wheels up, you're going to slide even more.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, yeah, enter the highway at highway speeds. It's very simple. And for anyone that's in the right lane watching cars about to enter... also move over to the next lane to your left so they have the space to come on.
Like, but then like, you're going to get people arguing, but what if there's traffic and I can't move over? Then that's a different
there
scenario.
There should be enough space because you're supposed to leave at least three or four car lengths behind the car in front of you.
People don't get that.
If people just drive the way that they were taught to drive, oh my God, it'd be so much easier. Did you know that the safest way to drive, the most economical way to drive, and the best performance way to drive is all the same?
I mean, people are going to argue that if you travel in like a car slipstream, like you're using less gas and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. And if you do things like apex, you're making the most efficient turns possible.
Yeah.
And if you're not like hitting the throttle super hard, then you're preserving
start
the length
wide,
of your car and the
enter
parts.
Enter in and come out wide.
Like, don't slam the accelerator. Don't slam the brakes. You know, if you see it, if you see a stale green light, maybe ease off the gas a bit. Let it, if it turns yellow or if it doesn't, then you decide to go or not. Like, you know, treat your car very respectfully.
And it'll last longer, too.
It will. And it'll be a dependable automobile. Thank you got to love your cars.
I love my cars.
Yeah. And to the highway speeds. That's okay. All. That's mine. That's my third one.
That was your third one.
This is your fourth one.
This is my third one.
Third one.
You went first.
Fuck, I'm losing it.
All right. Dear Santa, what I want for Christmas this year is people to just stop panicking. Just stop panicking about everything.
Good luck with that one.
I know. But the fact that we're going in... Somebody of power gets on the podium and they get up.
Oh,
and
bro.
We're going into a lockdown.
50% of the population
we're going
shits
into
their pants.
A lockdown. Grocery stores will remain open. No. What is the first thing everybody does? They run over to
they
the
go
store.
Buy shit tickets.
They buy fucking shit tickets. They buy 8 packs of fucking toilet paper and every ounce of something that could be frozen. Like, what? You're not hunkering
pasta
down.
Pasta was gone.
Pasta
last
was
time.
Gone. Meat was gone. Bread was gone. Rice was gone. Condiments were gone. Everything was gone. Medications like Advil, Tylenol, gone.
Like, it's the most selfish attitude.
You're not hunkering down for the apocalypse.
It's not.
You're
that
just
bad.
Staying home.
Like, okay, no matter what your opinion of COVID is, whether you think it's bad or you don't, or you're a pro masker or not, listen. You are a part of a community, and it's a global problem. It's not like a your house problem.
I know.
So, you have neighbors, you have family, you have community members. Work with them, like support each other. You don't need to go panic buy all the rice in
not
the store.
Not to mention, now it literally led to a thing where supermarkets have senior citizen only shopping hours. Like, that shouldn't be a thing if people were responsible.
No.
You shouldn't be buying 8 packs of fucking toilet paper
because
you can out-muscle the 90-year-old that lives 2 houses down from you.
It's like, I mean,
that poor lady.
I am a neighborly
like,
person.
Like, what was your uncle saying when you're old? What is it?
Oh, no. that's for later, but I'll say the joke anyways. Never trust a fart when you get older.
Never trust a fart. That old woman could run out of toilet paper. She's like, I'll just go to the supermarket and get some. Oh, I got a toot while I'm driving. Oh, there's shit in her pants. That poor old woman, all because you need to have fucking 89 rolls of toilet paper in your fucking house.
See, growing up in a small town, I know I keep bringing that up, but I love small towns.
I know you do.
It's a very neighborly society.
It is.
I have 100% confidence that if I ran out of something like toilet paper, condiments, bread,
anything,
blankets, pillow,
yeah.
I could go to my neighbor's house, knock on their door, and say, listen, I just need to get some milk for my coffee. You got some? They would bend over backwards.
They would
to
probably
make
give you
sure
a whole bag.
Every time.
Sorry, US. We have bagged milk here.
Yeah, that's weird that they don't
glass
actually.
Glass bottles and cartons, yeah.
Like, I remember one time years ago, because we have our neighbor and us like,
it's
gave
going
each other,
back talking from the last episode. We were talking about your neighbor just reaching over and giving us a pitcher of margaritas.
Yes.
When does that ever happen anywhere? You're not going to get that in Toronto.
No.
I can tell you that for
sure. Same neighbor. We have keys for each other's houses if we ever need to, like, emergency stuff, right?
But yeah.
One time I think we went over there and grabbed a bottle of ketchup, texted them, said, hey, we took your ketchup. We'll get you back at the end of the day. And it was like, cool. You know, no panic. I agree with you. People need to just relax.
Stop panicking.
Trust in your fellow man.
I know
right
now,
community.
Right now it's going to develop. It's going to like link into COVID stuff. But in any situation, stop panicking. Stay calm. You're going to think clearer.
Life's too short.
Your fucking heart's going to explode if you panic.
Life is too short to be worried about things like that.
Blood pressure is such a big issue right now.
It is. People just need to take a step back. What's the Ferris Bueller quote? You know, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you're going to miss it.
Exactly.
Or you could miss it. I almost misquoted.
All right, Richard, what's your next point?
We didn't even get to this one in these ones.
This is going
to
be new organic conversation, everybody. I mean, this has all been organic conversation. We've kind of like modified what we've been saying. Not modified, but it's new conversation.
New conversation. Okay. Four? Yeah.
It's your fourth.
Dear Santa, what I want for Christmas is hangoverless beers. Like some sort of alcohol that just doesn't give you a hangover.
Well, I mean, do you know what a hangover is? It's dehydration because alcohol is a diuretic.
So hangoverless beer. I don't want your science. I want science to fix it.
It would have to hydrate you as well. So you'd have to have like alcoholic Gatorade or some shit like that. That would be good. Vodka and Gatorade.
Probably good. I think I have had it. Must have. At a Warped Tour or something.
Nobody die of sunstroke. Get your electrolytes in and also vodka. That would be nice.
It would be. I remember reading some article that some guys were working on it, but I don't think it ever took
off. I don't know if this is just me aging past my party phase at this point, but I don't think I've had a night in a long time. 25
is when it hits.
I don't think I've had a night in a long time where I've had enough beers to wake up feeling like shit in the morning.
See, it's the thing is like, I know.
I'll have like 3 or 4 beers, but I always wake up feeling all right.
I know that even a few beers, I'm going to remember having them in the morning. Exactly. My body will remember.
I haven't had a reckless, stupid, drunk night in a long time. You want me to crack the window open? He's whispering.
Okay,
like,
well, I was trying
it
to be.
It still comes through the microphone.
Just
Mr.
got some
Richard.
Fresh air in here a little bit.
God!
Yeah, I know. No, I mean, hangoverless alcohol would be really cool. I mean, that probably wouldn't be a good idea because then people would just consume more and get way too sloppy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, they do have, actually, they're selling alcoholic water now. That's a thing. It's got like, the same alcohol. It's water with the same alcohol content as beer. It's like a 5% bottle of water.
Are you talking about, like, neutrals with, like, the
sparkling
water?
No, not spark. It's like literal spring water with alcohol content. It's strange.
I could dig it.
Yeah, you just get a glass of water. And
I mean, it's probably stronger. Like tasting,
it probably has an alcoholic.
Like
taste.
I'm not big on those neutrals and stuff.
I like them.
I don't. I'm not a big like.
It's good for you.
I'm not a big carbonated water guy.
Yeah, but they have like twists of fruit in there.
Yeah, even like the flavored, flavored carbonated water, like non-alcohol.
The pineapple one is dope.
I'll give it a try. I do like some of these like tastier drinks that are also like low on sugar and stuff. I don't mind them, but. Just the water ones are not my friends.
Yeah. I mean, it's all for, like, the new healthy lifestyle that everybody's trying to live, right? Because COVID's a pandemic, and so is obesity, but, like...
It makes sense. I'm all for it. I support it, but...
I don't know. I'd just rather... And you'll hear about it later in my Christmas list. I kind of touch on something similar to this.
Oh, do you know?
I do.
Is it your turn?
Yes, it is my turn.
I'm gonna, as you say it, I'm going to walk over to... the refrigerator.
Okay. So, dear Santa, and I mean, I'm going to have to banter about this a little bit because I know Richard's going to have an opinion on this when he gets back, but dear Santa, for Christmas, I would like anti-maskers to just grow up. I just need them to grow up and realize that this is not some freaking communist dictatorship bullshit where we're trying to control you. Oh, Jesus Christ. It just put
hey,
the fucking
I'm not,
mask
I'm
on.
I'm not arguing putting the mask on. I actually, you know what? I got pissed off today.
There's certain things that I don't think they should be doing, but at the same just wear a mask.
I do agree. People just put on your mask. It's not that complicated. I don't like it, but it's I mean, I don't know where anyone to listen to this from, but in some places it's not law. Here it is. You have to wear a mask when you go into businesses.
Yeah. People are getting arrested for it.
I watched this video today. These guys, and I know based on the way the video was that these guys were only going to cause a problem. They weren't going for any other reason except for to be dramatic douchebags and cause somebody a problem. I believe it was they walked into a Denny's, and they were filming before they walked in. So like,
so that's how you know they're gonna do something
stupid. Yeah, they were filming before they walked in, and the lady was like, "Hey," the waitress or the server or whatever, the hostess was like, "Hey, you can't be in here without a mask." And the guy just goes, "Oh, well, I have a religious exemption." And she, and you know what? I gotta give credit to the fucking waitresses and hostesses and anyone working retail who has to wear a mask all day. I feel for you. I know that there's complainers, and if I was her, I'd probably react much worse than she did. But she just lost it. She quit her job on the spot. She said, "This is fucking bullshit. I don't want to deal with this anymore. You people are ridiculous. Just follow the rules and get over yourself."
Exactly.
"I'm following the rules, so you have to follow the rules."
This isn't an excuse to have this uprising. Like, there's...
there's mixed information about whether they are actually doing a good job or not. And, you know, we can have our opinions on that. I have mine. You have yours.
It's
other
not
people have
that
theirs,
big
and
of
that's
a
not
deal.
My argument.
Nobody's
my
telling
argument
you to wear it,
it
outside. Nobody's telling you to wear it in your car. Just like...
Oh, and people that wear it in their car are just
people
silly.
That wear it in their car are new kind of stupid. But, like... And they're by themselves.
Yeah, by themselves.
What is it going to do?
Breathing the same air that it would... But yeah, no, you know what, man? Just like, the only thing I disagree with 100% is the mayor of Toronto was saying that we should put it back on between bites. So if we're in a restaurant and you're like,
really?
Take a bite of your food, put your mask back on while you're chewing.
That's stupid.
It is stupid.
That's absolutely
it's
stupid.
It's like, what? Just stop. Like,
it's going to be out there anyway. What's the fucking difference?
You've taken it off. Like, you've taken it off to do that. Like, you're
just
already
leave it
breathing
off.
Out.
It's fine.
But no, for the most part, I do agree with you.
Okay.
There's nitpicky things I get into, but it's
not
worth.
That's what I said. You're going to have an opinion.
It's not worth getting into. Just wear the mask. If it's your local law, do it. I don't know why you have to sit here and go, like, I get the people that fear for government control, because historically they're not necessarily wrong, but... To sit there and be like, "Oh, well, if what's the one I saw the other day?" It's like
the one that
you sent
me about.
If you let your government make laws specifically for a crisis situation, then they'll organize more crisis situations. And it's like, yeah, okay.
I guess I could see that.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough. But
because if they're getting into a desperate situation,
but this
where
isn't
they know
your this isn't your individual government making the crisis. Yeah. This is like something that's objectively around the world.
Yeah, it's not like somebody. Well, we don't know if somebody created this shit, but like that'll
never come out. I think we do know that. I think that was like it was leaked from a lab. I don't know if
it was intentional, or there was that whole thing where
it's a world problem.
It got linked to a lab in China that the U.S. was funding and all this shit and all
It's whatever it is. It's just.
Regardless if it was created or not, somebody fucked up, and now we need to fix
this. This is my mentality.
Put your fucking mask on.
This is exactly my mentality at this point. I don't like wearing a mask, but I understand the fear in people with this virus, and if it makes them more comfortable in their presence, I will wear one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's all you need to worry about.
It's common courtesy.
It's not but it is a courtesy. I'll say that.
Fair enough.
Because if it was common, this wouldn't be a conversation.
Yeah, I know.
So, that's what I say about that one.
You've always got a strong opinion on this political shit.
I do. And people don't like it.
That's why we're the most hated people. Because we both have opinions and we don't care about telling people.
I care to a degree. I mean, I've made some people upset. But... That's also not necessarily.
I don't care
fault.
How bad I hurt your feelings. If I think you're being stupid, I'm going to tell you you're being stupid. That's for
yeah.
the, that's basically
that's
just how it goes.
I mean, yeah, I think that's a fair sentiment.
Yeah, right. But a lot of people don't have backbones anymore.
No, and it's like if you don't 100% agree with what they're saying, then
you're
a bigot.
They got glass egos.
Doesn't even matter what side of the argument's on. Like radical rights, radical lefts, they blame each other for not agreeing 100% to them. It's like. The middle ground is so separated now, but that's I could go on for literally 25 fucking podcasts.
This has turned
about
from
that.
Less of a comedy podcast into more.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to my next point.
Richard Mike Deep Talks.
I'm gonna get to my next point. Or is it your turn?
It's your
turn.
That was your fourth.
That was your fourth.
You're on your last one now.
Okay, this one is this one's pretty personal. Because if you don't have experience doing the thing I'm about to get on to about, then you may not understand, but hopefully maybe if you are a person who is, for lack of a better word, a perpetrator of this action,
okay,
maybe you'll learn. It's a very small thing. Like, it's a very, like, niche, like, group that's going to understand this.
Okay, I'm ready.
You will. I know you will.
Okay.
Dear Santa, what I want for Christmas this year is for people to read descriptions of things that you are posting for sale.
Before asking the question that's answered in the description?
Before asking the questions that are... It's like, listen, I love being thorough.
Coat hanger. Pink, made of plastic, $40. Hi, how much is this?
Expensive fucking goat hanger, isn't it?
Hi, how much is this?
It's...
And what color is it?
Like, it's like... And then you write points in there, right? You say things like, because, okay, I don't know if you how much you've realized this, but our area doesn't always pick up on the geographic section of,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
The, on
it
Kijiji
picks up
or whatever.
Different, yeah.
It's a bit different. So people, and I'll write and I'll say, I can't change the location on the ad, but I am available for pickup,
yeah,
in this location, roughly speaking.
Yeah.
And people, I'll even write, like, I can't deliver it. Or I have to charge extra for delivery.
Exactly.
It's in this condition. It's like, and people just ask every, like, it's like, I had one guy, I posted something. Oh,
I've seen you go off.
I was selling
like
a bunch of video games. So I went out of my way and I made a list. I typed out every single name of the game and how much I wanted for it. And I put beside it,
yeah,
the ones that were sold, the ones that were pending. And I put down, like, if it doesn't have a price beside it, this is the price, pick up in this location. Like, everything. And this guy asked me every single thing on that. He's like, oh, how much are the games? And it's like, which one are you looking at? And he's like, these three. I'm like, oh, they all have prices beside them in the ad, but they're this.
No, but I completely agree with you. And I've seen people, I know, especially because, like, we're musicians, so we buy and sell musical instruments and stuff a lot. And I know it's usually, and I know it's a common thing, especially for musical, it's very noisy.
There's a little technical slot. I'm going to pause this for a second while I fix
my
microphone.
Did I break something? We need some elevator music. This is going to be edited out. Edited out. Edited out. This is going to be edited out because Richard's fucking it up.
Drum roll, please. Drum roll.
All right, we are resuming now. I forget what you were saying. I don't want.
Oh yeah, how we're both musicians, so most of
the buy and sell stuff
we're doing is, it involves musical instruments, and like there's very, every instrument is very specific. So you either know it, or in the description they'll list it and they'll say, this is the specs behind it, this is what kind of wood it is, this is the color, this is the brand, and this is the price.
Yeah.
It's right here, and it's usually in a different color font. And then people will still go, oh, but how much? Because fucking look at it.
And it's like, you can make all the effort you want. You can write down every detail. You can do it all. And it's just going to start, people are just going to start being difficult. If that keeps fucking up, then just go grab the boom stand.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's like one of my biggest pet peeves. You know, it's like, excuse me. Because I feel like I'm really thorough on my ads, like I was saying before. It's like, I write down every bit of detail. If I'm selling multiple items on one list, I put them all in the same, like I put them all in a list, and I list out the prices, how much I want for them, and I'll even make the price on the thing, like something that's obviously not it, like $420 or $69.
Yeah.
Then I'll write at the very top,
you'll
like
be able
re-description,
to tell
re-description for prices.
Yeah.
It'll be the first thing I write. So even if they see a thumbnail of the ad, it's just like, I don't... Idiots, man. Just idiots.
It's just
like,
that's what it comes down
like
to.
And if someone asks me such a dumb question, like if it's really dumb.
I don't even answer.
I don't answer.
I don't answer. There's no point because what are you going to humor it for? They're just
it's
stupid.
It's like, how many back and forths am I going to have to do to teach you how to read?
Too like, many.
Like the amount of time. Like I had one guy who was like three questions and they're all in the ad. Like the one of the video games I was talking about. And I just kind of like said to him, like, listen, man. if you can't read the description, then I'm not selling this to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're going to ask me a question,
read
make
the description.
It something that's not in the description.
Fair enough.
And boom. Never heard from him again.
Attaboy. Didn't sell the games either. Yeah.
Nope.
All right. I'm going to get on with my last point.
This is your number five.
This is my last one. You're going to like this one.
Oh, yeah?
Dear Santa.
Oh, boy.
What I want for Christmas this year is to have a fucking beer with the boys.
Right?
I want to have... I want to sit on a patio, and I want to have a beer with the fucking boys.
Like a bar patio, too.
Yeah.
Like, we can do it in our backyard, sure. Like,
no,
that's
not
fine.
Lockdown.
But I would like to...
We'll get arrested.
No, I'm not saying you... You are legally able to. I mean, physically,
you
can.
Could,
like,
but I
want
to have...
just to be able to sit at a bar again with your boys on like a good a night.
I don't
with,
watch
like,
sports. Put a soccer game on. Put a baseball game on.
If there's a game or a live musician, even like I'll give it a karaoke night. I'll go to a karaoke night with the boys.
I would sit through a karaoke night. Now you know I don't like karaoke nights.
Yeah, but you're so good at singing.
I can't help being absolutely talented, but.
Okay, how big's your ego, right? No,
it's pretty big, but it's made of glass, so don't insult me because I'll cry.
Nah, you know what? I agree with you. I want to
have a fucking beer with the boys. I miss that.
That's a good point. I like it. It's
not much to ask for.
It's not. And
except for curing a worldwide pandemic.
And in the few times I've done something social this summer, it's been very memorable because there's so few times. I think I can count on one hand all my social gatherings
since the beginning of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Beers with the boys. That is like, that is good. That's almost,
good
that's almost.
How did you not think of that?
That's almost better than my bonus one.
You have a bonus one?
I have a bonus one. It's
oh,
cheesy.
Oh, God.
It's cheesy.
What's your
But we're not going to get to that yet. No, we can, I guess. I don't even know how much time we're at because
we
want to
wait.
Stop.
Okay. Yeah, we can wait because I got a topic to talk about.
You
can
something
we talk?
You, hold on. Is it Christmas related?
No.
Okay. I don't know if we're releasing this or not. And if we are, I just want to say, I hope everyone has a fucking awesome Christmas.
And happy holidays.
And happy holidays. And whatever you celebrate, I don't give a shit. Have a happy December. Like, enjoy.
Have a good time.
Enjoy your December. Any time off you're getting, your vacation days that come and coincide with the Christmas
Always
holiday.
Always remember to get your pet spayed and neutered.
Yeah. Really, eh? Some people.
Oh, my God.
But I will say, because this is kind of going back to your panic point.
Yeah.
I'm just going to milk on that for a second. I'm seeing all these things where people say like, oh, don't hang out with your family, extended family during COVID. And you know what? I disagree. Because if your family is not a responsible family and you have someone who's just like totally like fucking all the rules and fine, you don't want to get together with them. But family is family.
Exactly.
And if COVID kills the world, are you really going to die happy knowing that you did not spend the last Christmas you had left with your family just because of a virus?
Yeah, absolutely. I would. I'll still go visit my family.
I've heard some interviews and I've spoken to some elderly
folk. If our prime minister can go to his cottage and spend a weekend away with his family, then
the things he gets away with, it's just bullshit.
Yeah.
But anyways, some elderly folks I was talking to and some that have been interviewed on the news and stuff. It's a general consensus across the board for all elderly folks with grandkids. They all say the same thing. They said, I don't have many good years left. And if this is the year that I'm out, I want to have
see
hugged,
my family.
I want to hug my grandchildren.
No kidding.
And it's like, fair enough. You're in a home. You don't know what your timeline is. And your family is everything. That is your entirety. Your whole love and devotion is to them. I don't think anyone... And people will give me shit for this if they do hear this, but I don't think anyone should put up Christmas as an opportunity. Or even if it's not Christmas, as I said, if it's a holiday or it's a tradition you have with your family, whether it's a religious Christmas, whatever, I don't care. If you have traditions in December, it's the time to do it.
Do it. Absolutely.
You've been locked down for 10 months, 11
Longer
months.
Longer than that.
I don't know. It's been March, so 10 months.
Well, yeah, we've been locked down. This thing has been a thing since November 2019.
Spend quality time with your family.
I agree with you.
That's just like...
That's a good Christmas one. That's a good bonus.
Yeah. That's not like what I want for Christmas from Santa. That's me just telling people to make sure they like...
Hang out with your family.
Your
Go
family,
see your family.
Your family's
Hug
number
your
one.
Hug your grandma.
Your family's number one. No matter what happens in your life...
Family's even always if, number one.
I mean, there are...
I mean, I'm Italian. You don't have to do much convincing with the
family
thing.
Well, you're Italian. That's for sure. That's a family. But I know that some people have some hardships with their folks, and I know that this isn't a blanket statement, but it is a majority statement that if you're in trouble, your family's there for you. COVID, your family's there for you. Spend time with them.
Yeah.
That's a sentimental, serious note. There's no funniness in there. That's just...
straight from the heart.
Fuck yeah.
Straight from Richard's heart.
Exactly.
The dick heart.
Very heartfelt things. Or heartfelt things are very rare for me.
Dick-felt things.
Dick-felt things. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
How to get banned from platforms.
All right. I got a topic. Can we talk about this?
I think so. I don't actually know what kind of timeline we're at now, but...
we got time. It's
going
to be quick.
I'm going to say we're
gonna
have at least like half an hour.
So, for those of you who don't know, the whole Logan Paul and Jake Paul shit going on, that they're fighters now, apparently. And
yeah.
Logan Paul is going up against Floyd Mayweather, who is, may I add, undefeated at this point. He's like 48-0.
Mayweather's the
boxer.
Black guy, right?
Yeah.
Right.
He's undefeated. He's a fantastic fighter.
He's good from
incredibly
out here, yeah.
Good.
Didn't he train one of the Pauls?
I don't know. I don't know that much.
I think he trained
the younger one, Jake Paul.
That's it. I think he trained him.
Well, anyway, Logan Paul, the older brother, is going to fight Floyd Mayweather.
Okay.
And now recently, Jake Paul has said he wants to fight Conor McGregor, who is also an insanely good fighter.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor. Okay?
I don't think you need to be a fighting fan.
He's taking it to the point, because Conor McGregor wasn't really interested in the fight. He's going, no, I'm going to crush you. Like, there's no point. It's not going to be a good fight. And Jake Paul has now taken it upon himself to try to torment him into wanting to beat the shit out of him so that he'll agree to the fight.
Yeah, I see something about it.
Throwing stuff at him and following and screaming at his family and all this stuff.
Oh, like harassing.
Like he's fully harassing Conor McGregor and his family.
Oh, that's not cool.
To the point where now the Irish mob has been involved and they are now sending him death threats.
Jesus, I haven't heard about that.
This is what I read this morning.
Oh my God.
So it is now getting to the point where
you
just
don't want the Irish
just for
you.
A fight to have a fight on TV where you're going to get your ass kicked. He is putting his life at danger. And I don't know how realistic it is or if they're just kind of giving these threats to get him to shut the
fuck
up.
It could be publicity too.
That's what I'm saying. Could be publicity. I don't know, but if it happens to be real, it's just that, like, I knew those brothers were just stupid, but I didn't think they were that stupid.
That's the same brothers where the one of them went into that Japanese suicide forest.
Yeah,
or whatever,
that's
right?
The one fighting Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul. Yeah, he took
that was stupid.
Took selfies for his Twitter of him standing behind
hung bodies.
Yeah,
what an asshole.
They're just, I don't, they're, I don't want to just full-on attack people because that's not what I do, but they're so dumb.
I don't know much about them, but when I heard that story, yeah, I kind of like went, really? You could be like,
we
could
get
be
it.
The worst person
you guys
in the
are
world.
Privileged. It's nice to have that much money, but you don't have to just flaunt it by saying I can do whatever the fuck I want and money's going to fix it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a way to live your life. You're not going to be satisfied with anything you do.
It's, like, worse than, like, the fucking publicity that Kardashians try to get.
Don't even get me going on
I think last time I called them the Jenners.
I don't know what they are. There are some Jenners in that family. There's some Kardashians in that family.
They're all just
a fucking breed of their own, though.
Yeah, they're not. They don't represent the human race at all.
Those poor kids.
Poor kids.
All I can say is specifically with Kim and Kanye, whatever parent ends up doing the majority of the raising, they're fucked regardless.
Have you ever seen the interview when they built their house? Like that all
which
white
house?
The one that's like all white.
They're
everything.
All white. They're fucking.
I don't know. It was recent.
Okay.
It was like a couple years ago, max.
Okay.
And they're in an interview, and this lady is like asking them about the house and like getting really into it. Like asking, like, ask.
I did a toot. I don't know if it came through on the headphones, but it might have.
Yeah. I'm dying here because you didn't do a toot. You made a whole fucking orchestral face out of it.
It
like,
smells bad.
You patterned your face with the beat.
It smells. It smells like refried beans and sewage.
I had to like try. I was trying to talk.
Okay, talk about your interview.
I seen your fucking face, and I was like, "Oh no, he's shitting his pants."
I did, almost.
Like,
never trust a fart, even when you're 25. And I know you and a few of our friends can accompany this.
I'm gonna jump onto something
I still have an accidental moment at least once a year. I will shit my pants at least once a year by accident.
People that's I have this conversation far too often, to be honest.
Yeah, because it's a guy
thing. Let me get to that after. Let me just say this thing.
Okay.
The one thing that gave me... I don't have a lot of faith in the Kardashians or Kanye West as it is, but this one thing gave me a little bit of faith in Kanye to realize that he's not as absent-minded as everyone thinks.
Well, he's
he is
severely bipolar.
Okay, so they were in an interview, and they're asking about like things they had at their house. And I believe the question the interviewer said, I noticed you don't have a jacuzzi. And so Kim is like, oh, yeah, like, I'm really upset about it. It's like, can you even believe it? Like, can you believe that we don't have a jacuzzi? It's just insane. And the Kanye just pipes up and goes, oh, my God, can you believe that we don't have a jacuzzi? And he was just, like, being so sarcastic because he's not, like, he knows he's rich and shit, but, like, it's not like he's sitting there going, like, I have everything in the world. He's literally going, like, oh, no.
We don't need it.
First world problems.
Yeah.
We don't have a jacuzzi. Like, Kim, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Stop, gloating about it.
He's just like, and he said it kind of like that, too. He's like, you don't believe it? You don't have, we don't have a jacuzzi? Jacuzzi?
Going back to the shit your pants thing.
So, uncle always told me.
I have shit my pants
my
this
uncle,
year.
My uncle has given me two important lessons about when you get old. First one, I'll go in reverse order actually because of this topic. The first one is when you get old, never waste an erection.
Yep.
And the second one is never
trust a fart.
Never trust a fart. And you know what? I've had all these conversations with different people, actually more recently in the recent months ever. But okay, listen. Do you ever have to go to the washroom? Not because you have to do number one or number two, but just because you got to do a quick clean.
Yes. Yep. You do the courtesy wipe.
The courtesy wipe. Exactly.
You do a courtesy wipe.
Sometimes
you're
just
sitting there
going,
something doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Like that fart.
Got a little bit of an itch or that fart was questionable. I'm going to go do a courtesy wipe.
Yeah. I didn't shit myself.
But there was sediment.
Like I just, debris. I think maybe it'd be worth just giving a quick clean just in case. Wash my hands of it.
If that counted as shitting myself, it would be like once a day.
Yeah.
And I mean, this all comes down to a poem that I actually read on the inside of a stall once when I was in a bathroom. It was a public washroom on the inside of a stall. Somebody had sharpied this in. It said,
I believe it's like a scripture then, right?
Here I sit, brokenhearted. Came to shit, but only farted. Then later on, I took my chance. I tried to fart, but shit my pants. And I think, you know what? It goes, it has a deep meaning of like, just because the
fart, that's advice.
Just because the fart is there doesn't mean you need to push it. Do not push it.
I think that should be in the Bible.
It should.
It's worth it. It's
or a separate Bible on its own. It should be definitely in the bro code.
Yeah.
Definitely it should be in the bro code.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
It's a thing, and people get really awkward.
Women are
in
listening to this and they're absolutely appalled.
No.
But guys are listening to this going, thank God somebody else.
The thing is everyone does the same thing. Women fart. People forget that because they hold it in. Ladies, we know you do it.
It happens.
Like, it's not going to
make
us think any less of you.
Sometimes we smell it, we don't say anything about it.
We're not going to think any less of you. And we know that you're sitting here listening to us right now. On the surface.
You've been outed.
You're grossed out.
You've been outed.
Internally, you're like, relatable.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get it.
There is, I know. I know there's got to be women out there that shit their pants at least once a year as well.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it happens.
You try and have the conversation. Everyone gets weird about it.
Got a little poot coming. I got a little poot.
Like,
let it out.
Sometimes,
not just a poot.
Sometimes you do misjudge a fart. And it can even be in your own home. It doesn't have to be in public.
Most of the time it is at home. Because that's where you're comfortable just ripping a fart.
You just don't want to go to the washroom. You're good. The movie's getting intense. Or like, you're at a party.
Yeah. You got to let a fart out. Not just a fart. It happens.
Lads and ladies, it
everybody
happens.
Stop acting like this is something that only gross people do, because it just happens.
And when I bring it up, people are so quick to be like, it's never happened to me. It's like, yes, it has.
You have shit yourself in your adolescence to adulthood. It's happened.
It's
not just when you're a kid.
It's a fact. It's I hate
when you're a kid, you're born with a primal instinct to just push a fart out. But sometimes it's not just a fart. But at that point, you have a safety net. Yeah. That's what Depends are for.
I'm not that old yet.
Not yet. But you
know
what?
It happens.
If I could normalize wearing a diaper, I would full on put a diaper on at some points. If I knew I had some questionable food the night before, I would wear a diaper. There's going to be some times at work when I'm not able to get to the bathroom on
time.
Well,
you're especially on the high the spectrum of higher risk.
Yeah, because I don't always have a chance to go. There's some days I go 12 hours.
No, I mean dietary.
Oh, yeah, because we just eat carbs and carbs.
Well, you eat things that are going to make you go.
Oil and carbs.
Well, eggs.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty cautious usually.
That's what I'm talking about. Like,
if I have my lactose intolerance kick in and I have something with a little bit of dairy in it, then yeah, I'm driving. Yeah. You know how many times it's happened where I'll be like doing a good drive to work and I'm like, take a shit before I go to work because I know it's going to be like a half an hour drive. And I have to get to work on time. Sit down. No shit comes out. You're like, okay, I'm good. Get in the car. 2 minutes down the road.
One sip of coffee.
I have to shit.
Sip of coffee. Oh, no. Oh, shit.
And I'm religious about my coffee with work, too. I get my coffee and I go to work every single shift.
I'm a full-on coffee addict.
Oh, yeah.
I found this out properly. So when I go to the girlfriend's house.
Like, if I have a day where I don't have coffee, I got a migraine.
Mad migraine. Like, mad. And
withdrawals.
Like, I thought, like, I legitimately woke up one morning. I slept in a little bit, so I'd already missed, like, the morning coffee time. And so, like, a few hours later, still didn't have coffee. I didn't have coffee until near the end of the day. And I'm sitting there going, shit, I have a migraine. Like, maybe this is the vid.
Maybe I got COVID.
Maybe I got the woo flu. So, like.
The kung flu?
The kung flu. And I'm sitting there going, like, what? What's
swooping
different?
Swooping over the world like a graceful Wuhan swan.
I had to think about it. I'm like, what did I do differently, like, last night, this morning? Did I have enough water? No, I just didn't have a coffee, and I had, like, a migraine.
Yeah.
Like,
full-blown, like, bad headache. Not like a little,
I wore my sunglasses all day. I was struggling to open my eyes. I just wanted to, like, hold my head and, like, borderline cry.
Yeah.
I literally was like, okay, the only thing different that I can think of is I haven't had a coffee. That's the only thing I can think of that
I
haven't done.
How good did you feel?
The Advil didn't even make me feel better.
Yeah. But did you have a coffee when you had that?
Like 15 minutes later.
Better.
Good.
Immediately better.
No headache.
Yeah.
Gone.
It's ridiculous.
And I realized that because I probably have, like, on the low end, I probably have 3 coffees a day.
On a work day, I'll have 2 extra large coffees.
Yeah, probably comparable. I don't know what the exact quantities are.
I'll have 2 extra large coffees in a 12-hour shift.
I'll have like 3 mediums in like in a day, and sometimes more depending. And
that's a lot of coffee. We drink a lot of coffee,
dude. I'm telling you, like, that's like a
I know
real...
an extra large is 20 ounces.
So then, what's like a medium? Like a
maybe like 14.
Yeah, sounds about. Oh, probably more actually. Because these are 12 cans.
A beer can's
12.
Yeah, maybe.
But whatever, maybe it doesn't 14. Even matter. It's not like I'm competing here. But I drink a lot of coffee, and I'm just sitting there going, like, wow, like, I gotta taper it down. But even tapering's tough.
Yeah, because you still get the headaches.
I've never been addicted to something like I am to coffee ever.
It's bad.
Like nothing. Not video games.
But you know what? Well, I yawn over here. I will say the one thing. I used to drink, because I used to do a lot of overnights working security, and instead of drinking coffee, I would drink a lot of energy drinks. And
just
even
as bad.
Because you would feel like shit after, because the amount of sugar and everything in those, you feel like crap, and they have a huge crash. And I switched over to coffee, so I didn't get that caffeine, like, carryover where I was having headaches and shit. But just the changeover from energy drinks to caffeine, I feel so much better every day.
Like, you mean dropping energy drinks out of your life?
Yeah.
To...
I haven't had an energy drink in a really long time, and I feel so good.
Yeah, those things are not, they're not
good. I mean,
when you
read the ingredients and half of it is impronounceable, like, it's probably a good, like, indicator that you should quit or you should not drink them or put them in your body.
I mean, there's a lot more common things like that, but yeah, like, generally you're right. And energy drinks are just bad. Like, fuck, man. I remember when we were in grade 7 or 8, whenever you go to like your Quebec trip. No, whenever I went to the Quebec trip or the Ottawa trip, depending on what your school did, I had like 4 monsters in one day.
That's bad.
That's like.
They tell you not to exceed 2.
14 year old.
Yeah.
I don't even think I was 14. I think I would have been
12 or
younger.
13 in grade 8. Like,
is that what it is?
12 or 13.
Yeah, fuck. That's bad.
You're turning 14 in 9th grade.
I killed my heart that day.
Yeah. I mean, there was a guy that died. He had 6 Red Bulls or something within like a 12 or 16 hour time period, and he died. Like, he went into like a full cardiac arrest.
I don't get it. People are insane.
Well, because like a cup of coffee has what? I think like something like 70, 80 milligrams of caffeine.
Sure.
And that's like a mug of coffee, right?
Okay.
And then you've got like energy drinks now that they're making in those tall boy cans, which are what, like 470 milliliters?
Okay.
Right?
I have no idea.
They have 180 milliams of fucking caffeine.
So that's a lot.
That's more than double of a mug of coffee.
Yeah, that's insane.
And people are having like 2-3 of those in a day.
Not even like a good idea.
Dramatic.
Like, sometimes I'll even open an energy drink and I'll smell it and I'm just like, nah.
And you know what? Now that I haven't had one in a long time, I don't think I realized how sweet and sugary they are until, like, if I have one now, it's probably going to be, like, nauseating.
Bad. Yeah, gross. Absolutely gross. I couldn't do it.
Ooh. Like, they're like syrup.
I don't. But, yeah, coffee addiction's bad.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Ease up on the coffee, man. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
it's gonna make your heart feel better.
Like, my girlfriend
and your liver.
My girlfriend doesn't drink coffee.
And your kidneys.
My girlfriend doesn't drink coffee. She'll probably live like twice as long as I will.
Well, women already live twice as long as men.
Yeah,
just
like
because we're fucking 6 morons.
Years longer or something.
We're morons. That's good shit, though.
It is.
Like being stupid sometimes. There's some things that I was like, I don't think I should do that. And then you do it, and you're like, I can't believe I tried to convince myself not to do this.
Like going out for a night of drinking.
Going out for a night of drinking, or like saying, oh, I'm going to stay in tonight. And then you end up going out and it's like one of the best nights you've had in a long time. Just one beer.
It's the biggest lie anyone ever told themselves.
You wake up ass naked in a stranger's house, like spooning a coconut or something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I don't have personal experience with that one.
No,
but
I don't either. But like, that made me think of a How I Met Your Mother episode. He blacked out and woke up spooning a pineapple. You know what I mean?
I guess
probably
so.
Was a great night.
Probably.
It was.
Probably a night to forget.
A night that you did forget, but you wish you didn't.
Right.
But then you wish you could after you know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably something along those lines. That's probably very accurate.
We have quite a few of those where you just wish you didn't remember some of the shit that happened.
I just hate like...
Like New Year's at the local bar where those two people got intimate with each other on the patio.
Oh, that's a good story for some time in the future.
Oh.
But we got to be careful how we tell that one.
Bad.
There's some parts we got to cut out.
Did you know who they were?
No, they were out-of-towners.
Ooh.
Yeah.
In perfect window view of the bar.
Oh, buddy.
They got at it.
Anyone who knows this story is going to be like, oh, yeah.
They
and
got
then,
at it.
Yeah, so we're going to leave that one for the future.
Yeah, that'll be...
That's a good section.
That was a New Year's, so maybe we'll do it for our
New Year's
episode.
Was that last New Year's?
Two New Year's ago.
What was last New Year's?
Nothing. It was COVID.
No. COVID was in March.
I was at a friend's house for New Year's last time.
Oh, I remember.
I was at a cottage for
years.
I was with
the band.
You were with the band playing that gig up.
We weren't at a gig. We were just together at the drummer's house for his. He had a party.
Oh.
So it was the band and like one or two other people that I knew.
Oh my god! All right, what do you think? Should we call this Christmas episode? At this point.
Yeah, I think we're close to the time. Plus, I got a wee.
You got to make a wee.
I got to make a big wee.
Oh boy, that's interesting.
I can't really tell how long this is. Not yet. Stop. I can't tell how long we've been at this.
What's the time say now?
Well, this recording is an hour, but there was like that 10 minutes I stepped out to fix your mic, and then there was the 19 minute of the first part where it stopped recording.
Sounds like elevator music now.
Yeah, you know what? We can't end it here, but I'm gonna. This will probably start up another conversation. This is my like bonus one. This is Richard being sentimental.
Okay.
So, this is for everyone. This is not specifically for me. This is like one I want to share, but I'm still gonna call it like me. So, dear Santa, what I want for Christmas is for everyone to be happy.
That's a reach.
That's a reach. It's tough. I'm not going to say impossible because everything's possible.
That is definitely a reach.
That is a reach.
But
I want everyone that hears this just to be happy, grateful, you know?
What is
that guy Gary Vee always say?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's like this business slash like, well, not wellness, but like he's just a big promoter of happiness and doing what makes you happy. And he's like, just be grateful every day. And his, like, one thing is, like, can't remember the exact number. I'm going to make this up, but it's probably what he says. Is that the chances of you, any individual, being alive is like 400 trillion to one.
Okay.
The fact that you were the speedy sperm that made it.
Yeah.
To the egg, and that egg was like you or whatever biology stuff,
the other
and
half
sex
of you.
And things.
Yeah.
The chances that that happened with the amount of cells that are used is like amounts to like 400 trillion to one. That fact alone means that you're so lucky to be alive.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And life is what you make it. And
so make
all
the best
that
of it,
sentimental bullshit, you know, like be happy and just
we love you all.
Just fucking be happy.
If you're listening to this, you know we love you, first of all, because you get to listen to this before anybody else. But like,
maybe, unless we release it. Like,
unless we release this one. This is maybe. I feel like we're getting more podcasty.
Yeah, I almost spilt me drink.
Just takes another sip.
Yeah, bro, that's all I want. I mean, I want people to use their fucking signals and all that shit. But,
and a beer with the fucking boys.
And a beer with the boys.
Cheers to having a beer with the boys.
I hope.
Hopefully.
Hope to God that at least at New Year's that we're allowed to have small gatherings outside.
I doubt it.
Like, I just...
It's a couple weeks away.
I doubt it. But I just hope for, like, anything. Like, just like, hey, can I have my, like, close circle together? Like you and I can do something because we're in a closed circle.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I know we're sitting 6 feet apart right now because we're responsible lads.
Responsible lads.
I guess this is a 6 foot table.
This is more probably.
Yeah, whatever. Not really the point. The point is that I hope that we can do something like get the boys and friends together.
Exactly.
For, like, just a handful of us.
Just to have a blackout night like we used to in the good old days. Your New Year's parties have always been travesties.
They've been nights to forget.
But
and sometimes nights
to
remember. I've seen some videos come up on Facebook.
I'm
going to
go
like
ahead and pause
line.
The closing music. Because
that was closing music? I told you this was going to be a while.
Yeah. All right.
There was like some videos that popped up because we used to have the band play. Right?
Yeah. And we were all hammered trying to play.
But there was one video.
Why wouldn't we play before we got drunk?
There was one video that the old singer's mom posted up. It was when we played the song Beer by
Real Big Fish.
And we actually did a really good job. I don't think you were in the band at the time.
I've been in and out.
It was the other guy that we used the drummer at the time.
Yeah.
And we like somehow nailed it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was a very
because it's
good
a song about drinking.
Yeah, I guess you have to.
You have to play it while you're drinking.
It's a good tune.
Yeah.
And we play it well. And that was a good party.
It was a good party.
Miss parties, man. Miss parties. You sneezed. I saw the spray.
COVID.
Thanks for looking away, because otherwise you would have just put COVID all over this table.
Into the mic fibers.
Maybe you're going to get your own fucking pop filter to throw over that.
I could. I got one.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
Because then it will block out all of my breath. These are actually pretty good with the blocking out the breath part. These are nice microphones, Richard.
They are, and I got them on sale.
Attic sale?
No, just like a regular computer. Just screen just went off. Let's make sure it's still recording. We are good.
I like that you chose to wear your hat over your headphones.
Well, I'm not going to put the headphones over the hat. They don't go big enough. And you know what, man? I love wearing the Santa hat. It's so comfy and warm. I wear it all December.
I know you do. I don't have a Santa hat.
And you know what? I
want to get a sexy Santa hat like Michael Scott wore in that one Christmas episode when he was sexy
just like
Santa.
A skinny, scraggly one?
No, it was like he was wearing the red with the white trim blazer.
I remember that episode.
Like one of those old man checker hats, but it was red suede and it was super nice.
Oh, okay. No, I like the Santa hat.
I want to be suave
for
Santa.
For years, people gave me like weird looks when I wear this in public because I wear it every day in December for the most part.
I know you do.
And now it's just like people just love it. Like people are like, oh, nice hat, man. Like, and I'm just like, yeah.
Look at that guy with his Christmas spirit. What a dope dude.
Man, you got to bring joy to everyone around you as much as you can.
Even though you're the saltiest prick I've ever met most of the time?
With my friends.
Yeah.
The more I like you, the more you think I hate you.
That's fair. Yeah. That's why everybody that comes new into the group and hears me and you interact with each other thinks we absolutely hate each other.
Scared.
They think we hate each other.
There's like a legitimate fear there. They're like, oh my God, these guys are going to fight or what?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, maybe.
Are they going to partake in a game of fisticuffs? We never know.
No fisticuffs, but we've definitely, like...
We've wanted to punch each other out.
Yeah, but, like...
A few times.
I mean, how satirical was that?
I mean, you're using big words and it's making me confused.
How much of a joke was it?
Oh, well, sometimes it's a joke. Sometimes
there's
we've
been
actually
like two times I think we've been like legitimately mad at each other.
Yeah,
but that's always like stuff that we like.
We're not like women. We don't hold on to grudges.
Day later, it's like, all right, whatever. You're like, what's the point? I don't like grudges anymore. I used to hold grudges. I used to be a little shit.
Yeah, I know.
Like, fuck, man. Like,
you held a grudge on me in high school for months because I was dating a girl you didn't like.
I didn't have a grudge. I just hung out with you. I just didn't like her.
No, you didn't talk to me for like a long time.
Wait, high school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You didn't talk to me for like 3 or 4 months.
It wasn't that long.
It was.
I didn't think your relationship was that long.
It was about as long as the relationship was. And then as soon as we broke up, you were like, oh, okay, we can be friends again.
I think I just questioned your choices at the time.
Most people question my choices.
High school.
There's a method to my madness, but most people don't understand that.
The method is at the end.
Yeah, I usually smarten up before I cause serious damage.
We can probably like they're probably like 10 minutes short of the regular thing, but yeah, I just want everyone to be happy. And if nothing happens for us before Christmas, even if we do release this or not, I would just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy whatever the fuck you celebrate. It doesn't
happy
matter
Hanukkah,
to me.
Crazy Kwanzaa, and a tip top. Tet.
Sure. I don't know. Any...
Everybody just have a fantastic time this holiday season.
Have a happy December.
Be safe.
And
drink and be merry. And for fuck's sakes, go hug your grandparents.
Yes.
And go hug your family. Give your mom a kiss. Give your dad a fucking props or a kiss if you want. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever your relationship is.
Your grandmother. Give her a hug. Tell her you like your food. If she gives you a card with $10 in it, be appreciative. They do everything because they love you. And that's about it.
Yeah. All right, everyone, have a wonderful day. And if you listen to this, thank you very much. And subscribe to whatever platform it's on. And I don't know what you just put on there, but...
It's supposed to be Christmas.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Good night.
Adios. Sayonara.
This is going to be edited out. Edited out. Edited out. This is going to be edited out because Richard's fucking it up.